Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio for the first time in a long time, Quizmaster Mary Zajac. How
ding,
are you, Mary?
Ding, ding, ding. I'm fine. We are returning to our old friend Cork Jester's Wine Teasers
exactly.
game.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And let's see how you do with
it. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, question number one. Of the following three, which grape does not belong? Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris, and Pinot Noir.
Well, Pinot Noir, although Cork Jester's Wine Teasers is wrong because they're all white grapes except for Pinot Noir, which is a red grape, but you can make white wine out of Pinot Noir. So I protest.
Uh-huh.
I protest this question.
Grasshopper, you have just grown with leaps and bounds here. But Pinot Gris and Pinot Grigio are actually sort of the same name.
Yes. One in
but
French
the same
and
grape.
One
and Pinot Noir is Italian. A different grape. So depending on how you look at it, but I am giving you full points plus one. Okay, question number two. Bordeaux wine is named for A, a river, B, a grape, or C, a region.
Well, Bordeaux is a region, and it's also a city, you know, in France, in southwest France.
Oui.
People think it's just a place where wine comes from, but it's actually a city where people, like, live in. And yes, of course, you have the beautiful river, the Gironde, which goes through Bordeaux and sort of bisects it in terms
gives
of...
Gives us right bank and left
exactly,
bank.
Exactly, the Merlot and the Cabernet areas. And I've never been. You've been, right?
I have, just very, very briefly.
I would like to spend a lot of time in Bordeaux. It's a area my wife loves also. Kati loves Bordeaux. Mm. And I think that would be a very interesting place to visit.
Yes. Question number three. The wine terms Old World and New World are defined by A, geography, B, economics, or C, chemistry.
That's a very interesting question. Economics, geography, or chemistry. A country like Lebanon is viewed as a New World wine country, or Israel is often viewed as a New World wine country, even though they predate probably wine made in places like France or Italy, which are Old World wine countries.
Good point,
South Africa is viewed as a New World wine country, as are we in the States, and Canada are New World wine countries. So it really has to do with when you got your massive production online, doesn't it? I mean, South Africa is a New World wine country because the world finally woke up in the 1970s and realized, gosh, they make wine there. And the same with Canada, and frankly, the same with the U.S.
Point taken, Grasshopper. Wine Teasers tells us that Old World means Europe.
Mm.
And New World means everywhere else, which
right.
is basically what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying. And it's a silly idea when you think about it. I mean, where was wine invented? In, we think, Iran today. So how could Iran, of course, it's an Islamic country, so wine production is not exactly top on their list. But they make wine in Lebanon, and yet they're a New World wine country.
Well, and it also has to do with style.
Mm.
And
that's
as
a good point.
Our Cork Teasers points out, New World wines have more fruit, more oak, bigger flavor, higher in alcohol. Old World wines are more earthy, a little more food friendly, mm-hmm. a little lighter in alcohol, and have a tradition of working with a certain group of varietals.
Mm-hmm. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.